Welcome back to another episode of the Keep Going Cat podcast. I'm so happy to be here with you. I truly appreciate you so much taking time out of your busy schedule to join me and listen in and just taking this step of popping in your headphones and listening to a personal development podcast. You are literally taking the actions to become the best version of yourself. So don't underestimate what these little things can do. Just simply listening to a podcast or filling up your water bottle before you leave the house, getting a quick walk in after work. Those little actions add up to huge changes. Today's episode, I'm going to be talking about the intangible goals that we all have and how we can take those intangible goals and use them to be the most consistent we can possibly be. So many women come to me telling me how they want to feel. They want to feel more motivated. They want to feel energized. They want to feel sexy again. They want to feel fit. All of these feelings, all of these things that in general are beneath the surface. And yeah, maybe some of it has to do with how you look, but so much of that is the intangible of how we want to feel. And I'm constantly reminding my clients that you can begin to change the way that you feel long before how you look will change. When your goals are rooted in those kind of intangible things, it's kind of easy to get distracted by these surface level goals. And what I mean by surface level goals, it's like the losing the body fat, it's the dropping the pant sizes, it's, you know, seeing those physical goals, which in general, most people come to me with those being the most important goals to them, how they want to look. But as we peel back the layers, really at the core, it's how they want to feel. And so when you're focusing on that and you're coming home to how you want to feel, then it's all based in the actions that you take and how you're treating yourself. So you can lose body fat and get smaller 6 ways from Sunday, but that doesn't mean you're going to be happy in the process. And I think most women have done like the crazy crash dieting or the insane, the over the top plans, and maybe they got some quick results, but in general, those results went away. So when you're looking to make that massive, deep level change, it is going to require you going a little bit deeper than just simply cutting out some foods and moving your body more. You have to get super clear on those intangible whys and those goals that are going to drive you so much further. Like, I'm consistently talking about how being a healthy example for my kids, but beyond that, like, my mom, her heart went into arrhythmia my senior year of high school and it stopped. She ended up in a coma for nearly 6 months and had to undergo extensive physical therapy and occupational therapy just to like learn how to tie her shoes and walk again and eat and all of the things that we take for granted. So my why, yes, it's all fine and good to look good in a bikini, but my why goes so much deeper. And I believe that all of yours do too. But then as we enter into our journey, all of those things like seem to fade away in people's brains and they just get focused on the physical progress, where I'm like, wait a minute, wasn't the goal to work out regularly? Wasn't the goal to eat healthy? Wasn't the goal to sleep better? Like, all of those things are going to add to your health in incredible ways. And if as a byproduct of that, if you lose weight, cool. But really, I think that that seems like such a more important thing to continue to do just because it's going to improve your overall biomarkers of health. When I'm having my new clients enter into the program, we spend a lot of time having these types of conversations of asking them, you know, how did you feel when you were in the best shape of your life? And what can you do today to love you more? How would the best version of yourself operate today? As you start to ask these questions and then act in alignment with the answers that you have, your life can just completely transform. And I think a lot of people start those crazy fitness journeys that are like really restrictive and have an over-the-top fitness plan with every intention to follow through. And then you get a few days or a couple weeks, if you're really motivated, in, and you realize this is totally out of alignment with who I am. Like, if getting up and sacrificing time with your family or skipping dinners and making two meals or, you know, cutting out foods that are part of your culture or that make you really happy completely, that's going to be out of alignment. And I think at a subconscious level, our brains are like, fuck this. I don't want to do this. And we end up self-sabotaging. So when you're going into something, if it is pure in intention, I really do think that you're so much more likely to follow through. My perfect example for this is when you are creating a meal plan, planning your dinners, creating your menu. It's really easy if you're in that mindset of like, oh, I want to lose weight. I'm going to eat super healthy this week. Instead, let's look at our menu as something that can support you. Like, instead of planning your meals to be smaller, what if you plan them to be really supported in your busy life? So if you're like somebody who your kids play sports and you have a full-time job, what are the days that you know you're going to need a little bit more support? That having something easy and ready to rock is going to make your life easier. Now, that has nothing to do with your diet, right? That's just simply, how can I optimize and make my life easier? But when you're planning and you're really intentional, then you can include your goals in those plans and you can make room for them. But the problem is, we're trying to take our goals and move our life completely around them when it should be the other way around. We need to see how the goals and the actions can fit into our life currently. What are the little ways we can support ourselves and the systems that we already have in place? I think we forget that our fitness journey, it should be this happy, healthy thing. It shouldn't feel like you are punishing yourself. It should feel like something that's adding to your life, not taking away. I'm consistently saying it's not about the weight that you lose, it's the life that you gain. And I think about that. I think about the life that I'm gaining with my kids, the life that my mom didn't get to experience. Like, now she can't work, she can't drive. There's so many elements of her life that are so much more difficult now because she didn't make her health a priority early on. And my heart breaks thinking about that. And she is the best mom. I mean, when we were kids, she would do anything for us. But that doesn't mean that as a mom, to be a good mom, that you should be martyring yourself for your kids. The healthier you are, the happier you are, the happier your kids are going to be. And what's so damn cool is that they're seeing an example of how to take care of themselves. Like, they watch you and they learn from you and they go, oh, huh, that's how I'm supposed to operate. So I am deeply committed to my kids seeing me make it a priority to work out. And some of those days, that means that my toddler is having a meltdown when I'm walking out the door. They're, you know, bickering and I'm having to step out when, you know, maybe in that moment, the short-term feeling is telling me, just stay. It's going to be so much easier if you just stay right now and, you know, take care of her, kind of diffuse the situation. But that would not be in alignment. And the one workout that you skip turns into two, turns into a week, a month, a year passes by. And if you're consistently putting yourself on the back burner, bumping yourself down further and further on the to-do list, then it is easy to make that part of the routine. And you're teaching everybody else around you, like, this is how I treat myself, and so this is how you should be treating me as well. And I'm asking especially mothers to think about this, of like, a queen isn't pushing everybody from the back, she's leading from the front. She's going, follow me, this is where we're going, this is how you take care of yourself. So it's not selfish. It is literally one of the most important examples that you can give your kids of, yes, mom is a priority. It is a priority for me to go and move my body. It is a priority for me to make sure we have healthy meals on the table. And all of those actions, those little tiny steps that you take, then that creates the person that you are. It has to be deeper, though. It has to be deeper than losing 20 pounds for Cabo or fitting in the bathing suit, getting snatched for a dress for your friend's wedding, whatever those like surface level goals are. Yeah, those can be like the quick little short-term things that are going to give you a little boost. But your deep why of why you want to make a change, it has to go deeper. It has to be deeper than how you look. And I think back to so many of my clients who have made these massive transformations, and their whys were deeper. A lot of times the ones who make the most insane weight loss transformations come to me going, weight's not all that important to me, but I just want to feel stronger. I just want to feel more energized. I want to feel like I have a solid plan. I want to feel supported during the hectic week, that I know what I'm eating. I know what workouts to do. And then as a result, they make massive transformations. But they don't get there by shaming, by restricting, and by sacrificing. They get there by honoring. They get there by aligning. And so when you are in alignment with, I want to be healthier, I want to feel better in my skin, I want to take control of my health, and then you act in alignment. So if you say those things and then you go and do some crazy crash diet, or you go and, you know, take fat burners or do all of these things that are not healthy for you, you are out of alignment with that initial goal. And I think that's why you won't follow through. It's not because you suck at staying on track. It's because the track that you have laid for yourself sucks. After you listen to this episode, I want you to sit down and do a little bit of journaling, do a little bit of marinating on this. How do you want to feel? Yes, maybe you want to lose X amount of pounds, or you want to go a certain amount of dress sizes down. You want to see that physical result. But how do you think that you will feel? Because if you think you're going to feel happier because you've lost weight, that's not going to happen. You're going to feel happier when you are honoring your schedule, when you are planned and supported, when you have a solid meal plan. You're going to feel happier because you're not going to be stressing over, oh my God, should I do this workout, or do I need to get up early? Da, da, da. It's all coming from, how can I take great care of myself? How can I love me more? How can I step into that best version of myself? And you have to stay rooted in that. So get out a sheet of paper. Write down a few of those intangible feelings. How do you want to feel? And then start to think, what are little things that I can do to start to achieve those feelings? So if you want to feel more energized, maybe you need to go to bed earlier. If you want to feel less stressed out, maybe you need to get a planner and start to plan your time so you can really see in front of you, okay, this is where the crazy days are. Here's where I'm going to need to be a little bit more supported. If you want to feel fitter and stronger, then bringing weight training into your programming could be really helpful. But none of that has to do with restriction. There is a super cool feature in the show notes of this podcast. I think you need to be listening from Spotify, but don't quote me on that. And if not, I'm going to try to just throw the link into the show notes, so maybe it'll show up on Apple as well. But there is this rad feature, especially on Spotify podcast, where you can leave me a voice note. So the following message that you are going to hear is directly from one of my clients. You can leave a voice note here in the app, and then I can add it into my podcast. And it is, yes, it's one thing to get a written message from you telling me that you've, you know, had amazing life changes with my program, but it is so cool to hear your voice. So this is my client, Stephanie. She is a mom of three. Her transformation with me is insane. Like, she literally says, even if my progress is small, in this little voice message. And girl, your progress is insanely amazing. So let's listen in to this current KGK member and hear what she has to say.
Hey Kat, this is Stephanie, your longtime client. I've been with you now for over a year, and I'd like to refer you as my BFF, or that's what I talk about you when I talk about you in front of my friends and family, because basically you're my BFF. I just wanted to share that I appreciate your program so much. I am an extremely busy mom of three with a full-time job, and your program is so sustainable. Even if I have to take a break, life gets crazy, you're busy, I can jump right back in and know that my progress is still progress, even if it's slow. I just value your insights. I value how reasonable this is and how attainable my goals are. Thanks so much.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Keep Going Kat podcast. If you want to leave me a voice note and let me know how incredible this program has been for you, or if you've, you know, had some amazing experience listening to the podcast or consuming my content in any way, I would love to hear from you. We are now currently enrolling for the next cohort of the 90-day transformation, and this is my baby. This is the culmination of what this year will be 10 years of coaching women online. And this program is evolved and been tailor-made to just support you in every aspect of your life, whether it be in your meal planning or your workouts, but also in stepping into that next level version of you. This program includes quick at-home workouts that are done in under 30 minutes. I have a killer mixture of Pilates, strength training, and HIIT cardio that literally gives you everything that you need in 3 workouts per week. You get access to a whole vault of our delicious recipes, which I'm not sure if you realize this. My husband used to own a restaurant. We met working in restaurants. So food is our love language, and you're going to get tapped into our incredible vault of recipes. You're also going to get access to what I call mindset shifts. So if you love the KJK podcast, you're getting your hands on these exclusive recordings that you can pop your headphones in and listen to first thing in the morning. So I really cover all the bases with this program. Thousands of women have come through this program and seen insane results. And right now we are restructuring the way that we do this program. I'm taking on less clients so I can have that really intimate one-on-one check-ins with them every single week. So I don't want you to hesitate. If you'd like to join us, use the link below to get applied.